From the racetracks around Australia, here's Inside Motorsport.
Hello, I'm Craig Revell.
I'm Colin Ford.
And I'm Peter Norton. Welcome to this week's episode of Inside Motorsport.
Jason Bright in what was quite a stormy drive there in Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic, mate. These guys in the Holden Racing team have done a great job to you know, manoeuvre myself all the way from last at the end of the first lap to all the way back up to first. You know, it's a credit to their strategy and how strong a car they build.
Mm. Obviously, not so much like yesterday. You finished seventh in what was a fairly hectic race as well.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed after yesterday. We had a great car there too, and you know, did the fastest lap of the race, and I thought we had a real shot at winning it. But you know, the way the pace cars and everything sorted out yesterday, it really put us back a bit. So we were unlucky yesterday. We were lucky today. So you know, I guess you win some and lose some.
I suppose part of the thing today with the trouble going on track and the number of safety cars was a matter of just timing your pit stops right and staying out of trouble with the other people.
Yeah, it is, and you know, at the end of the first lap, I was in last position, and the guy said to me, you know, we've won it from here before, so you know, just keep your nose clean, and you know, we'll do our best in the pit stops, and we'll see where we end up, and it was just a matter of making those right calls, not making any mistakes, trying to keep our nose clean, and fortunately, it all paid off.
Mm. Adelaide is known to be a fairly hard circuit, not just on the machinery, but on the drivers. How did you find it out there today?
It's an unbelievable race. It's hard to explain how physical it is. Yesterday was much more physical for me. Being back in the pack, as soon as you're behind about three or four cars, the cockpit temperature in the car goes up by about 15 degrees, up, you know, around 60, 65 degrees Celsius. Fortunately today we were able to get quite a bit of clean air between the traffic and then when we're out in front we had plenty of clean air, and it's much less physical when the car's a bit cooler. So you know, fortunately you know, yesterday I was absolutely buggered, to be quite honest, but you know, today was much easier.
Mm. One of the things they've been saying is, of course, is the problems for a lot of the drivers with the fumes that build up between the concrete walls. How did you find those?
Yeah, yesterday at the start of the race we were running in about 12th position, and you know, the fumes and the heat and everything was quite bad. But you know, it's like I said, as soon as you're behind a couple of cars, you just get all those bad things. But fortunately, when you're out in front, you know, you don't get them. But you know, I don't know what we can do about that. It's a pretty difficult thing to solve.
Mm. Well, Jason, congratulations on your win today, and looking forward to the next round of the championship.
Yeah, it should be great, mate. It's you know, if we can keep the precedent of the guy that won this race goes on to win the championship, we'll be very happy.
Formula Holdens were out on the track early in the race weekend, and they certainly did put on a fantastic performance, as Brenton Ramsey explains.
It's been a fantastic weekend of motorsport at Adelaide, and the Formula Holdens have served up a bit of everything, with Rick Kelly taking a win in race one, and then the master, Simon Wills, the most successful driver we've ever had in Formula Holden, taking a win in race two. So there's been a bit of everything. Well, what we've got at the moment in the championship is we've got Rick Kelly leading the championship on 75 points, from Stuart McColl in second with 50 points, and then Peter Hill is third with 34 points, and Christian Murchison fourth with 26 points, and Alan Gurr with 24 points in fifth position. So that's how the top five shape up. Simon Wills, as a result of his performance, has 20 points, and that puts him in about sixth position. He's only making a cameo really here at Adelaide, and also at our next round at Hidden Valley, so he's not in really for the championship win. He's looking more just to get some time in the car, and he really enjoys driving and having a good time, so he'll be there. But I'd say at the moment Kelly looking strong for the championship, but McColl was also quick. He was very unfortunate, I guess, to suffer a spin while he was leading the race today, Simon Wills had contacted him as he went through and knocked off a part of his front wing, so it was quite an eventful race, but the championship is looking good.
The second one was a great one. After starting 10th on the grid, coming through and getting the win was pretty good, and it was quite satisfying breaking my lap record here, but unfortunately I had a bit of a shocker yesterday with a suspension arm breaking, so yeah, that put pay to that race.
Now, you have been spending a bit of time in the tin tops and getting a fair bit of success along with it for the Konica series. How much of a transition is it to keep jumping out of open wheelers from tin tops and back and forth?
Well, it's quite a fair transition. The cars are totally different. You can't really compare them. But the thing is, what I've got on my side is I've done the last, about 3 years in these Formula Holdens now, so I know them back to front, so it doesn't really take too much for me to get back into the groove, really.
One person we did get hold of on his way back from Adelaide is the winner of the race on Saturday in his Lamborghini Diablo SVR, which is Paul Cycle.
A hell of an improvement over the old car, which has been good for us, and with ABS in the wet, it helped us a hell of a lot. Very pleased with the car, and very, very grateful for Lamborghini for allowing us to use it.
It's obviously a car that's a big improvement over the car that you ran last year. What are the main improvements?
The car's obviously more horsepower. It's got a 6-litre engine versus the old car's 5.7. It's equipped with ABS, which the old car didn't have. Same size brakes. And it's wider in the front track, so it helps that turn into some of the slower corners. So it's just a better all-round package, and it's finished off better. The whole car's more complete.
Obviously this weekend showing a fairly clean pair of heels too. The Porsche of Jim Richards and the usual horde of Ferraris are out there in what were apparently some fairly tricky conditions in the wet on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was an interesting race actually. One, most of us had never done pit stops before these teams, so it was all a big learning experience for everybody. It was added an element to the racing which we've never had before, and I think it was enjoyed by everyone. And the conditions, it started to rain, it was only lightly sprinkling, and they were all out there on slicks in the wet, which was pretty difficult at night, obviously. And then when it started to rain heavier, we put wets on, and their pit strategy sort of came into play, and I was fairly quick in the wet and managed to pull away from the gym, and I won quite comfortably in the end.
In terms of the Lamborghini, is there much development available to you in the car?
The car's fairly well developed already. Like, we've obviously been restricted by through pro car regulations, and we've got an air restrictor fitted in the car at the moment. That's limited our horsepower fairly severely and our torque down low. How that works out parity-wise, I guess, is more up to pro car, but at the moment, it's fairly close. We obviously have a slight advantage, but that may not be the same at every circuit we go to. So the more nimble Porsches and the Ferraris, may have it over us in places like Wakefield Park. So it remains to be seen, yeah.
Basically, the Lamborghini is a good horsepower car, and a circuit where you can stretch its legs is one that it prefers?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anything like the Adelaide circuit, or even anything with long straights, it suits it down to the ground, so I think we proved that at the Grand Prix in Melbourne as well. The SVR, it likes to stretch its legs, and it helped it immensely. But next round's at Wakefield Park. I've never actually been there, but it's very tight and twisty, and probably not the ideal car to have something the size of a Lambo around there.
Well, Paul, thanks for joining us this evening on Inside Motorsport, and we look forward to catching up with you the next round at Wakefield Park.
No problem. I look forward to it myself. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Mark Wicks joins us now on the line from Kart Oz magazine. And of course, Mark, Kart Oz this month celebrating its 50th issue. Congratulations.
As you said, this is our 50th issue, which is a bit of a milestone for us. The magazine was started back in late 1996 and very quickly become a regular monthly magazine, and is now the only existing karting publication in Australia.
The opportunity to look at drivers from the last, 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years the magazine's been in operation, and we've sort of had a lot to do with a lot of drivers over that period of time, and there's bits of reviews of some of the major events that have happened in those 4 years that the magazine's been around.
Well, looking forward to the next 50 issues of Kart Oz, and also looking forward to perhaps catching up with you a bit later on in the show to see how the national titles got on up there in Newcastle.
Well, yeah, Newcastle is going to be quite interesting. I believe they've had a little bit of rain up there earlier in the week, and there's a lot of competitors up there already in the week, or in the weeks leading up to the event, doing their testing, getting used to the circuit, working on their setups and all of that sort of stuff for the Australian Championships. So I'll be heading up there to Newcastle tomorrow. I'll be there for 3 days, and hopefully we'll have some results for you Sunday night.
Mark, a pleasure as always, and don't forget Kart Oz. It was a great read over this Easter break.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Good luck to all the karters enjoying this weekend's national championships over the Easter break. Drive safely, and if you're down there in Melbourne, check out the Easter Nats at Sandown International Raceway.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media in the studios of Triple S FM Canberra via Comrade Sat with the support of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.